Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about things to do in Dubrovnik in Croatia. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Amanda's recent post, which was a collation of tips about Dubrovnik attractions from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the post in full, see the photos and leave a comment with any tips you have about must-see Dubrovnik attractions at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Now, Dubrovnik is easily one of Amanda's favourite European cities. It combines so many things she likes: beautiful views of the sea, UNESCO-listed historical beauty, great food, friendly people, and a touch of the exotic. So one of the must-do things in Dubrovnik is to walk along the city walls. The old walls of Dubrovnik are between 500 and 800 years old, but they did take a few hundred years to build. You can walk around the top of the walls in as little as an hour, but it's better to take your time and go at a more leisurely pace. In the old town, exploring Stradun, the main street, will give you a good overview of Dubrovnik in a short time. Its gorgeous architecture is reason enough to take a walk there, but there are also plenty of sites located in just this small area, including Onofrio Fountain, the Sponza Palace, St. Blaise Church, the Bell Tower and the Franciscan Monastery Pharmacy. One of Dubrovnik's must-visit buildings is the Rector's Palace. It's a place where you can both admire the intricate architecture as well as explore various different exhibitions. For a Dubrovnik attraction, which, for once, is just outside the city walls, visit Fort Loubjanac. You've probably had a good view of it on your walk around the walls. The entry price is included in a city wall ticket, so walk that extra bit. You can get some incredible views from the towers of the fort, and you might even bump into some newlyweds, as it's a very popular wedding photo venue. What about a visit to Dubrovnik's morning market? With the city often feeling a little overrun by tourists, it's great to find something that still seems like it's really for the locals. The morning market is held near the Rector's Palace, and amongst all the fresh produce, you'll find some stalls selling locally made souvenirs. On the topic of shopping, you can pick up some very reasonably priced handmade jewellery in the jewellery boutiques in the lanes of the old town. Many of these have been running as family businesses for generations. If you're based in Dubrovnik for a few days, there are lots of fabulous day trips, most involving visiting some of the many islands situated nearby, including Korčula, Nilgjet, and the group of 14 islands which make up the Elephite Islands. You can use regular ferry services to get to these islands or join tour groups. I'm sure it's going to be a lot cheaper to do DIY, but if you're short of time, you might want to go on a group. But you're certainly going to get a very scenic day out either way. So if you have any other favourite places in Dubrovnik, please do come to the blog and leave a comment, share it with us. Thanks for listening to this Europe à la carte podcast, and I do hope you'll join us again soon. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or Audioboo. Goodbye!